This is Akashvani, the news read by Gaurav Dhawanlal. Prime Minister Narendra Modi laid the foundation stone of development projects worth more than 26,000 crore rupees in Jagdalpur, the divisional headquarters of the tribal Bastar division in Chhattisgarh today. The Prime Minister also dedicated to the nation the NMDC's Greenfield Steel Plant, established at Nagarnar in Bastar. Built at a cost of about 24,000 crore rupees, the integrated steel plant will produce high-quality steel. This plant and its ancillary industries will generate employment opportunities for thousands of people. During his visit to Jagdalpur, the Prime Minister also laid the foundation stone for the upgradation of the Jagdalpur railway station and also dedicated to the nation the new rail line between Antagarh and Tadoki and the double rail line project between Jagdalpur and Dantewada. The Prime Minister also flagged off the train service between Tadoki and Raipur. These projects will improve rail connectivity in this tribal area and give an impetus to economic development in the area. The Prime Minister also dedicated to the nation the new road built between Kumkuri and the Chhattisgarh-Jharkhand border on National Highway 45. A team of the Election Commission of India, ECI, under the leadership of Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar, will review the poll preparedness in Telangana for the next 3 days. During the visit, members of the ECI team will hold meetings with political parties this afternoon and later with enforcement agencies. The team will be given presentations of the poll preparedness by the district collectors and SPs tomorrow. The World Bank has decided to maintain its growth forecast for India in the fiscal year 2023-24 at 6.3%. This decision comes as India continues to exhibit strong economic growth despite facing substantial external challenges. The World Bank in its April report had cut India's growth forecast for 2023-24 to 6.3% from the earlier 6.6%. According to the World Bank's latest India Development Update IDU, the International Financial Institutions flagship half-yearly report on the Indian economy observed that despite significant global challenges, India was one of the fastest-growing major economies in 2022-23 at 7.2%. In Bihar, incessant rainfall has triggered flash flood-like situation in several parts of Kaimur district. Seasonal rivers like Karmanasha, Durgavati and Suvara are in full spate due to continuous rainfall. Several buildings, hospitals and offices have been submerged in Bhabua city due to the rise of the water level of the Suvara River. School children of JV School and Kasturba Gandhi Avasiya Vidyalaya were rescued in emergency situation after flood water entered the premises. Union Minister for Tribal Affairs Arjun Munda will inaugurate the 4th National Eklavya Model Residential School, EMRS, Cultural, Literary and Arts Fest 2023 at the Maharana Pratap Sports College in Dehradun in Uttarakhand this evening. More than 1,500 Eklavya Model Residential Schools, EMRSs, students from across the country will participate in this program. The Cultural, Literary and Art Festival, under the aegis of the National Education Society, will conclude on 6th of October. The event will be hosted by the Eklavya Vidyalaya Sangathan Samiti, Uttarakhand. A special cell of the Delhi Police has arrested the National Investigation Agency's NIA's most wanted and suspected ISIS terrorist, Shahnawaz, from Jaipur in South Delhi. Apart from him, two persons carrying a bounty in their heads by the National Investigation Agency were also arrested. The anti-terror agency had placed a reward of 3 lakh rupees on the arrested terrorist Shahnawaz, who was also wanted in the Pune ISIS case. Addressing a press briefing, Special Commissioner of Police H.S. Dhaliwal said, "Bomb-making literature sent from the Pakistan-based handlers and other incriminating materials was recovered from Shahnawaz's handouts." He said that initial interrogation revealed that these people conducted an elaborate recce in the Western Ghats and other parts of the country. And that is the end of this news bulletin.